and this is May 28th on VBS Radio. You're listening to Shadow Facts from their album Shadow Dance, What Goes Around. And I'm hoping we're on. We're having some technical difficulties. And this is Vocal Profiling Live with Sherry Edwards and Tall Blonde Heather. Heather, are you with us?
Happy Memorial Day, everybody.
Okay. We weren't sure whether this was going to work. This is our audience participation show in which you, the listener, call us, and the computer listens to your voice, and ta-da, we have a report, and we tell you a bit about yourself. We then send you the report. And we had a little confusion last week because we were unsure about the person, one of the people who called in. The name she used on the air was not the name she gave us when she called to have us send the report. We don't mind that if you make up names. Just remember the name you used so Heather can send you out your report. Heather, did that ever get out to the lady?
I don't believe so. I don't think we actually clarified that we have the right person. I don't want to send the wrong profile to somebody. So
well,
whoever
lady,
that was, give us a call or email, and we'll take care of that for you.
Was her name Patricia that she used on the phone?
I believe so.
They could get in touch with Heather at vocalprofiling.com, or they could look at our website, Nutra, N-U-T-R-A, sounds, Nutrasounds.com. Heather, what's new on the site?
Well, this week I have posted, we have just worked out our schedule for the month for our free online demo classes, so everybody can check that out. And if you can work that into your schedule, which there's quite a few dates, we'd love to have you join us. We always need new practitioners.
We opened up new classes, too, to be convenient for people because some wanted them in the evenings.
That's right. We've got evening, daytime, and weekend hours, so should be able to find something.
And that's from the overflow of coast to coast that we're still trying to dig out from under. We're trying to get back to you guys. Heather, I hear you guys threatened to jump off the building last week.
Well, we've only got 3 floors, so I don't know how much damage that would do. A broken leg, maybe.
Why were you threatening to jump off the building?
Oh, it's just we want to get out to everybody. We want to answer everybody, but it's just taking so long because, it was just an overwhelming response, and that's a good thing. It's just try to be a little bit patient while we catch up here.
And that's why we did the classes, too. In the classes, you'll learn about some computer programs, the one we're going to demonstrate tonight, the invoice programs. And in that program, you call in and ask us questions about who you are and what you are. What you want to be, or if you're on the right track. And sometimes we even answer questions you didn't know to ask. So call us tonight, and there is some technical difficulties. So you can call in on the Canadian line, 888-861-3519. And you can call in on the 530-876-9026. And there's another line, the last 4 digits are 3223. I'm not sure what the other part of that is. Heather, do you know what the other part of that number is?
I don't have that right with me.
Okay, Don, I'll look it up. Don told
yeah.
me there was problems with the line.
Don't call
on the 4515 line, and don't call on the 8714 line, because there are problems with that. We're familiar with phone problems. We're trying to move into a new building, and we've had quite a bit of phone problems. A new phone system is coming, and that is because Don yelled at us. He told us that our archives were crap and that we needed new phones. Well, we knew we did. We just didn't have the money to do it, so we took the plunge, and we bought some new digital phones, and we hope we're going to be wonderful next week when all the new phones are in.
Well, we also have a brand new mixer board on the way, too, Sherry, so Don should be really happy with us.
Oh, woo. When's that coming?
Hopefully soon. It was ordered last week.
Okay, well, Don told us how we could be better, so we're shaping up. And callers, when you call, speak up. We had a lady hanging on the phone for like 15 minutes before she finally said, I'm here, you know, and I didn't hear her, and Heather and I are just jabbering away, and we didn't hear her. So
yeah, this show, the time is for you, not for us. So definitely call us and speak up.
Good point. Heather, we talked quite a bit about Mike and your relationship. Do you guys use that in how you're getting along now?
Well, we talked about it, and actually we seem to be getting along really well. I haven't talked to him. He's been in the weekend with his family up in the cabin, but I hope he's had a great weekend, and I'll talk to him probably within the next couple of days.
We should
explain that. So maybe we can get him on the show next week.
Well, we should explain that. It really sounds like he's up there with his wife and kids.
His family. His parents and his son.
Okay. Well,
sorry about that.
Was he a little bit apprehensive or afraid, or when he was on the show and we could tell him what was going on, did that spook him a bit?
It was something new to him, but he's a very open person, so I don't think I scared him off too bad. And you hit the nail on the head with quite a few things, so yeah, I think he'll be okay.
Heather, we have a couple of new things on the website, don't we? We there, and we're going to continue with the show and talk a bit about vocal profiling and President Bush tonight. We got a couple of announcements about the website. Heather, you put up a link to HyperHealth.
To HyperHealth, it's a really wonderful web tool for anybody, really, but especially if you want to get into vocal profiling. It is called HyperHealth, and the website is hyperhealth.com, and you can check that out. For any questions for supplements, this is kind of a natural holistic encyclopedia where, like, you have aging questions or your energy's down or you need help sleeping. This is a website that can help you out with that.
Well, one of the reasons it came to us is we would do people's vocal prints on the air, and they would say, well, okay, you're saying I have some symptoms of something or the other.
You have a caller
really
on line 3.
Oh, caller. Thank you, Don. Caller, come on on. Come on on. That was really
strange. Hello, Sherry. My name is Beth. And
say it again.
My name is Beth, and I've heard your program a couple times, and it sounds really exciting, and you sound really amazing, and I had a couple questions.
Okay, are they questions about you or about us?
About me.
Okay, would you spell your name for me?
B-E-T-H.
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Okay, we can do your voice. Give me a minute to set it up here. And can you speak a little louder? I'm hearing an echo, too. I'm hearing myself twice. I'm going to start to stutter.
I'm sorry about that. I'll talk louder.
Do you have a radio on? Do you have the show on?
Yes, I do. Do you need me to
turn
it off?
Can you turn it down just a little bit?
Okay, just a moment. Is that better?
Yes. Can you give me a birthday, Beth?
It's 9-8-71.
9-8-71. Okay, I am going to, in a second, have the microphone start recording your voice. So I am going to dip you into the guts of the computer, and then I will come back when you have 500 hits or enough to fill in a blank here.
So what
do you want to tell me what your question is about yourself before we start?
Okay, my question is I'm making a career change, and
okay.
I'm unsure about it. And
okay,
I wanted
to
know if you could, through my voice print, tell me if I'm making the right decision.
Well, I don't know if we can until we try it.
Okay.
So, can you talk for about 2 minutes?
2 minutes? I'll do my best.
Okay, I'm ready when you are. Go.
Sherry, I'm in a career that I don't enjoy. I'm not making enough money. I decided to make a change. I gave myself 30 days to end this career and find a new one, and I'm a little nervous. I have not yet found a job. I don't know exactly if I've made the best decision or not. and I wanted to see if you could tell maybe through my voice print if I'm going in the right direction. If I should continue a career in law enforcement or I should go another way. Is that good? Was that enough?
Boy, that's putting you on the spot there, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
We didn't get all the data that we needed, but we got enough to tell me where you want to go. You want a job that deals with being a humanitarian. And the job that you're in is not that. Let me write something down here, career. All of your notes are in A and A sharp and B. And that's all about service to humanity, but in a way that is for the betterment of them as people, for the betterment of the planet. And the other really you have a lot of information in F sharp, and that means you plan well, and you bring things to fruition. So if we can think of a career that is planning and helping people get where they want to go, yet helping them in service to themselves. Have you ever thought about being a career counselor?
No, I hadn't thought of that.
Can you think of a job where you could combine all of this love of humanity and helping people be the best they can be with planning something?
That's going to take some thought.
Well, let's think about some humanitarian jobs. Well, let's start with what the job that you had before. You're saying it's not satisfying? You just quit it cold turkey?
I gave myself 30 days to quit my job and find something more fulfilling.
Well, that's incredibly brave of you to do that. Fulfilling, so I guess,
amazing
is the word
that you
there.
Say I would want to do something to help people because, I mean, that's my mantra. I'm tired of the negative. I'm ready for the positive.
So you were in an incredibly negative job.
Yes.
Were you able to help people that were in negative situations?
I believe that it just made me more negative, and I probably made a difference, but most of the time it was just a struggle.
Well, in your chart, there's no self stuff, so you didn't get to make any of the rules there, did you?
No.
You just, okay. How about something like in children's services, where you get to make a difference in children's lives?
You know, I recently applied to be a foster parent.
That would be good for what I see here, as long as they would let you do some of the things your way. You've got to have some autonomy and latitude in your job, or it's not going to be satisfying to you.
It's so amazing that you have put all my feelings into words, and you got that all from my voice print?
Well, I'm looking at it, and we can send it to it. I can't talk. We can send it to you. So you're going to get in touch with Heather at Vocal Profiling, and we'll get you a printout. Was it hard to talk online?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Really hard. Well, I think
so you
did a wonderful job.
You don't want a career in radio, do you?
I don't think I could do it, no.
Well,
I'm going to get
a
hold
of
Heather,
data.
And I thank you. I'm in tears. I cannot believe that you hit everything I've felt and thought and about this career change. I'm feeling really positive.
Well, thank you. And we didn't get a whole lot of data. And if you'll call us back when we're not on the air, we'll do a print. And I'd like you to think about what kind of job you would really like, not what you don't like, but what would help you and satisfy you. And then we'll look at this again and see if we can get you some more direction.
Okay.
Thank you, Beth, for calling us.
You're amazing.
Stay in touch.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was great, Sherry.
Isn't it neat to know that, to have that deep inside you, you know it all along, and it just kind of comes out?
That's wonderful. So let me ask you something, Sherry. I'm kind of curious. So when you're trying to solve a problem, should you focus on the outcome rather than the problems that you're going through at the time? Or how should you be thinking a certain way when you're taking a voice print?
I would do it in two directions at once, what you don't want. And once I talk to the person about what they don't want, it usually shows up about what they do want. And in Beth's case, three of her notes are just full of humanitarian service.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the spot like that, I can't think of jobs that are humanitarian. I thought of things that she could do and then dismiss them. I thought of, okay, humanitarian, spiritual, anything to do with the church. I dismiss that because she doesn't want to be that kind of counselor that is out there kind of free-floating. She wants to be something about humanity that has some directions and guidelines, but still allows her latitude to do what she would like to do, something with choices. In her chart, the total absence of C, C sharp, and D means that, as she spoke about this, there was very little choice offered to her when she's talking about the old job and wanting a new one and just getting out. She never said what her old job was, and I didn't want to ask her because I thought that might put her in on a spot that she didn't want to talk about.
She did say law enforcement, so I think you're probably correct in assuming there's definite guidelines there.
Well, I didn't hear her say that.
Yeah, she did say that.
Well, I put her through the computer, too, so I was really reading what was going on up on my graph. She has a really good head for logic. And what makes things work? She would be a good technical trainer if the training had something to do with humanitarian, because she's really good at, you know, organizing and putting a plan together.
So do you think she's on the right path then when it comes to being a foster parent?
I think she's going to burn out on being a foster parent. I think it's she can't walk away from being responsible 100% of the time. I think she would do better in a position where she could help people and then go home and still have that connection but not be 100% responsible for somebody else's life. She's having a little bit of issue being responsible for her own life right now, and I think jumping into being a foster parent might be too heavy for her right now. I'm also, and just looking at her chart and thinking about if she were working for Children's Services and having to get into all the garbage about children being abused, that might be an issue for her too. I think if she was working maybe with teenagers that were looking at careers and looking at maybe coming from a foster home and just starting out on their own, I think she'd be real good at that position. I don't know if
I think that's a great idea.
But
if she gets in touch with me, I'll definitely suggest that.
Okay. Or if we can take another print from her, we can see more what direction she really needs to go.
Okay.
I want to save this, so I need to put this in. Okay, got it. We were saying before our break when they got the phones fixed, that's good, that we had some new things on the website. One was HyperHealth, and HyperHealth was brought to our attention because people really need to know what nutrients and that kind of thing they need if they have diabetes or colitis or whatever is going on. And you can down. Hello?
Hello? We've got a guest.
Do we have a caller?
Yeah.
Can you
hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Do you want to talk to Heather or me?
Well, either or.
Or do you want us to do your vocal print?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Okay. We love people calling in and asking us to do this. do you want... Okay, Nancy?
Yes.
We need to give you a number so we can identify you of all the other numbers, or other Nancy. So we're going to do 007, because your voice sounds like you're awesome.
Okay, well, that sounds good.
That's James Bond, 007. What are you going to talk to us about? What question do you have?
Well, I want to find out what I can do to get my health back on track. I've been diagnosed with diabetes.
Health back.
And I'm always tired.
Diabetes. Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. Let me just hang on. Let me finish this idea about hyperhealth. If you go to hyperhealth, you can do a free download, and you can look up diabetes and look at all of the nutrients that you need for that. And then if you want to join us in class, we can probably do your voice for the other kind of computer program. This one we're doing personality, and I can still look at some issues because I have a little template here.
Oh, okay.
We can also do another kind of frequency template, and we can look at exactly the kind of nutrients and why you're having your diabetes. Are you on insulin?
No, I'm on metformin. I'm a type 2.
Okay. Type 2 metformin. Okay. Does your sugar fluctuate?
Yes, it does.
With what you eat? Okay. Okay, the drill here is I'm going to put you through the computer, and I'm not going to be able to hear what you're saying. I only know what your question is. And if you stop talking, then I don't know it until I see nothing happening on the screen.
Okay.
So until I come back, just babble on.
Okay.
Let's talk about diabetes and your typical diet and how you found out and what it makes you feel like. And I'm ready to go. Start.
Okay, thank you. Hi, I've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. I found this out about 6 years ago, and my new doctor told me that I wasn't, so I switched doctors again, and my doctor that I have, after testing my blood, put me on a metformin, and no matter, you know, how careful I'm eating, what I exercise, how much water I drink, I'm still fatigued. I'm still having the blood sugar level, it drops, it goes up, it never stays the same. It is going down a little bit, but not quick enough, I guess, for me. And I'm just tired of feeling tired and not feeling good.
Okay, we got it.
Did you get it? Okay.
You have the frequencies for Epstein-Barr. Has anyone checked you for that?
No.
Wow.
We probably need to. You have both the genome and the pathogen. You know what Epstein-Barr virus is?
No, I don't. I've heard of it, but I don't know too much about it.
It's chronic fatigue.
Okay. I do have that.
Pardon?
I do have chronic fatigue.
Okay, same kind of thing.
Okay.
Chronic fatigue as a diagnosis, or are you just chronically fatigued?
No, I have it as a diagnosis along with fibromyalgia and diabetes.
Oh. Okay. So the Epstein-Barr is probably correct here. Has anyone ever tried to kill it off?
No. I haven't. The doctors haven't said anything about it.
Okay. We need to get a good vocal print from you so we can verify this. And if you'll go to our website, NutraSounds, NutraSounds, .com.
Okay.
Go down to the bottom of the first page, and Heather can help you through all this. You know, Heather at vocalprofiling.com. She can tell you where to post that. And we're having a lab class this week. We'll just pull that in and look at it in the lab. This group of students learning to do this whole technique. Thank God, because we are so short of teachers and instructors that we were just so far behind. So we've got some really good people in lab class that we can take a look at this for you. But your kidneys are involved. edema. Are you having edema in your ankles and legs?
Yes.
Like swelling?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, that's the F notes too. And it says that you're having some reproduction issues aren't unbalanced here.
Okay, that I can believe.
Okay. Mostly there's you have a lack of absorption in the bowel from nutrients. You have a lack of oxygen. Let me try to think. Your insulin stuff looks okay. I need to look at. I'm trying to correlate two different things here at the same time. Your enzymes, I got two different screens up. Your enzymes are really not doing what they should. You're not digesting and breaking down foods the way you should. Particularly, it looks like grains.
Okay.
Can you just try a little three-day trial here of maybe going off grains and seeing how you feel?
Yes, I can do that.
There seems to be some achiness showing up in your chart. Do you get stiff when you sit a while?
I hurt all the time.
Okay. Let's try going off grains for about 3 days, and then you're going to go to... I don't know if we want to give out our phone number or not. We'll do it. I hope we have somebody to answer the phones tomorrow. We didn't today.
I think we'll be okay.
It's 740-698-9119.
9119?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Nancy, we should try to get you a before print and an after. You go off grains, then do an after print, compare the two.
Okay.
Now, so we can probably get a better idea of what's going on with you. And the stiffness, there's a spasticity and you know being really stiff when you get up, deals with serine, and that is an amino acid. And if you're craving grains and wheat, it's the serine that you lack. And I want to test that, but I can't with this program.
Okay.
I can only test it with the frequency domain program. And if that's the case, you can go to your health food store and purchase phosphatidylserine. It's a really good form of S-E-R-I-N-E, serine. And I will bet you before you had this diabetes issue, you had a problem digesting fats.
Yeah, I've had that problem for a long time.
Yeah, the two go together.
Oh, my gosh.
With this wheat and grain allergy and serine being gone, there's stress on the gallbladder and the ability to produce bile salts. So we got most of it licked, but...
that's amazing. That wasn't even our nutrition program.
Oh, my gosh.
I've just done this for so many years. I need to file this so we know what's going on with her. Remind me. What I filed her under.
Okay.
Nancy 007.
Seven.
You have a mind here that thinks of 1,000 things when you're up and running, and you're so creative about getting things done and helping others get their stuff done, but you just don't have the energy to carry it through. And if we can get you off grains and get you up and running, then you'll be back to your old self again and just doing 1,000 things at once.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Okay.
Definitely.
Thank you for calling, and keep in touch so we can get you this print.
Yes, and give me a call tomorrow, Nancy.
Okay, will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Don't you love it when we can do that, Heather?
That is really amazing. Imagine what we can do with the right programs for the right topics. I mean, you pulled that just from the personality. So that's really great.
Well, I cheated a little, Heather. yes, I was looking at the vocal print, and yes, a computer is saying it back to me and giving me the printout. But I cheated a little bit on hers because I could see that she was very creative and had lots of energy and did lots of things before this happened, and that didn't show up in her print. So she just wants to get back to a productive life.
I can't blame her. That's awful feeling tired all the time. that Epstein Barr. There's a lot of people out in the world that has that.
Well, her chart is so obviously Epstein Barr. Everything just kind of, you know, goes with it. But if we can get her energy cycles and back up and running, especially if we can get her off grains, because grains puff you up. You can tell when someone is allergic to grains and they don't have this enzyme called diastase. They sort of look like the Pillsbury Doughboy. You know, when you kind of punch them, they're kind of doughy.
I have days like that.
Did you eat wheat on that day?
Probably.
Well, if we can get people off that, we're going to be okay. We were talking about this hyperhealth. I think maybe we talked about it. It's on the site. Go look at it. And you can use the, what do you call it, the demo. And
yeah, they actually have
a demo.
They have a demo version on there, and also we've got a link on the show information page on bbs.com that'll take you right to HyperHealth.
It is one of the most incredible programs I have ever seen, and it's so helpful. We're starting to make templates from it, and, you know, we should post. Let's take something like diabetes. If we were to decode everything that went with diabetes, then we could post an invoice template of what diabetes might look like. And people could say, okay, well, my G is very, very down, so I know insulin is down. Or my diastase is very down, so my C-sharp is going to be down. So they could sort of check themselves. Or
I
guys,
think that'd be wonderful.
Well, they can also buy the program. And we want people to do that. We don't want all, well, I shouldn't say we don't want all the work we're getting.
We're overwhelmed right now.
We're overwhelmed.
Yeah, we need more teachers. We need to train more teachers.
And people who are interested in helping themselves, this idea of self-health. I am frustrated with the insurance companies, with the HMOs, with being dictated to. Insurance, we pay the money and then they dictate to us. And we see this as an option so people can go back to being responsible for their own health. And that's why we have these programs that people can use, and we do the free classes for them, because we want them to have an option to be able to say no to the insurance company. I am not going to your people. I am not going to your doctor. I am not doing it your way. This is my health. You know, I got a thing from my insurance prescription yesterday. Was it yesterday? It was Saturday. I was open to yesterday. And it said, if I don't sign up to get my prescription through them, I may be paying more. And my prescription is $25 copay. I can take the same prescription down to Walmart and get it for $5 because I'm a senior citizen. Now, you tell me, do I feed Walmart's coffers of $5 because they're probably losing money on that, or do I pay $25 copay because if I buy it regular, it's like $53? Is that nuts or what?
That's crazy. The insurance companies are really kind of bullying the public at this point.
That is a good way to put it. I kind of hear someone else on the line, or your chair is squeaking. Do we have a caller? Okay. That's all right. Tell me about, did we go over this? Did you talk about who you posted or who we just did? We didn't.
Okay.
We talked about Ramtha.
We talked about Ramtha and Jay-Z Knight and the comparison.
And we had a request come in today that I think is awesome. You want to tell them about the Rosie request that came in that we're probably going to have next week?
I think that today is a good day to do that, big Memorial Day. Rosie O'Donnell, who we're kind of a fan of around here, I can say that, she has the habit of speaking her mind, and she's had a really wonderful but brief run on The View. And she has left The View as of today because of very differing political opinions. She's not afraid to speak her mind, and I think she's being punished for that. So we're going to take her voice print from her talking about what happened. We're going to pull it off of her website, and I think it'll be really interesting to see what we come up with.
And we've already done Rosie once, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we
and
have.
And out of that came, yes, she speaks her mind, but it's for justice, it's for other people, and her heart is hurting from what we were able to look at the last thing we posted. And I don't remember what we posted. Was it the thing with Donald Trump that she did?
What were...
Do you remember what recording?
Yeah, I don't think it was Donald Trump. She was talking about... It was a political viewpoint that she had, but I don't remember exactly what it was. But she definitely speaks her mind, and she's speaking what comes from her heart. And but I think that in turn hurts her physically because she feels her opinion so deeply.
Is someone else on the line, or is that you moaning? I hear someone moaning in the background. Do we have a caller? Well, speak now, or I'm going to read about President Bush. Okay. That was another request that we had today. Bush had spoke at a memorial service about the casualties in the Iraq War. And we did his print. And is it posted, Heather, yet?
It is not posted. I have not actually read that yet. I'm looking forward to that, and I can post that tomorrow.
Okay, I was really surprised. And I really don't agree with the war. And I really didn't want this print to say what it does. But I'll read it to you, and then we can discuss it. And if we have anybody in the audience who would like to discuss it, they can call us up. We will post the entire print because mostly we don't post all of it, but his was so incredibly accurate, I think. You know, you may disagree with me, Heather, or whoever's listening. Bush really believes what he's saying. From an action standpoint, there is very little planning, very little bringing a plan to fruition or actually creating an end product. There is a point of disconnect. The logic and the emotions have only a limited meeting point. The whole chart was separated. The whole middle of the chart was empty. It was just on both sides, like there's two people there fighting with each other. Logically, this chart indicates a strong correlation of justice to image. There is a strong support for humanitarian need, but those needs are determined by the mindset of the speaker. Management is by logic and self-determined goals. Humanitarian goals are not perceived as being from the outside in. There is a five times as much energy in what to do with things as there is with concern about how those things are obtained. Any comment, Heather?
So is what you're saying, he believes that the end justifies the means.
I didn't get that out of it, but that's a good one.
Yeah.
He believes what he's saying, and he's going to do it from inside himself no matter what somebody else says to him.
Hmm.
Humanitarian goals are not perceived as being from the outside in. He perceives the need. He's going to do it. Yes, there's a lot of humanitarian energy, but it's all in mindset. Humanitarian, that's just unusual to see humanitarian expression in mindset. It's an Aquarius kind of viewpoint, and a lot of Aquarian people think they know best what needs to go on. I don't know his birthday. I didn't look it up, so I don't really know.
So from his voice print, can you tell what his motivations are? Like some people think that it's greed, but does he
really believe
this is
humanitarian? It's not greed. He's really doing what he thinks is right, but that's the clincher, what he thinks is right. He's not really looking at the entire situation. It says, humanitarian goals are not perceived as being from the outside in. Normally, you look at a need and you fill it if you're a humanitarian. His humanitarian is, I will make the decisions what you need.
Hello?
And that's... Hello, we have a caller.
Hi. Yeah, I'm calling in. This is Kathy. Hi, Sherry. How are you?
Hi, Kathy.
I'm calling because I can't resist. You're working on George Bush's voice, and boy, I noticed, being a student of yours and being familiar with the programs you're talking about, which are wonderful and should be in every household in this country, I noticed that you mentioned that the center was out. And I recall doing analysis on that voice print. When a person's center notes out, they lack spine. So for all his bravado, he really has no center. There's nothing there in the middle giving him strength. I believe, I can sound crazy on this, but this man's daddy ran the MKUltra mind control stuff. He ran the CIA, and that's where all that stuff came from. And I think our current president was very mind controlled.
Kathy, can I do your voice while you're doing this?
You want to do my voice?
Yeah,
yes.
While you're talking about this? I'd like to see
you want
what
me to talk about
like
this? I'm sorry,
yeah.
I'm getting an echo on you.
I don't have anything on here. Do you have a radio on your side?
No, it's not. But when you speak to me into the phone, I was getting an echo. Do you want me to talk about this as you record it?
Yes.
What did you say?
I want to see what you think of this.
Okay.
Can you talk about 2 minutes?
Okay, go ahead.
Go.
I think that our current president has been mind controlled since he was a very young child. I think what they did was they intended to create a Manchurian candidate to be the president for the New World Order. And I believe that this man believes what he is saying, even though his controllers, the puppeteers, know it's not true. The Bush family, if you follow Bohemian Grove, appear to follow some kind of a cult-like religion wherein some strange owl is worshipped that comes from Babylonia, from Baghdad, where they are now. They are not really Christian as far as I can see, but this president believes he is. I think that since he was a young child, he was created to be whatever he would need to be to get elected when they wanted him in. And now that they have him in, they are using him to destroy the republic, the wonderful republic that was the United States, and they're using him to bring about their New World Order. And we're seeing
this. Okay, I got
it,
Kathy.
Yeah?
You want
me to stop? I can go on for hours on this.
Yeah, I want you to stop here for a minute. Let me say something. You take what you believe into your own body, and your body manifests what's going on. So you believe with your body. You have that in common with Rosie.
Oh, yeah. I can see a sister soul there.
You feel akin to that. And the thing that you have in common with her is you have very high F sharp, like she does.
Yes.
And
low C, probably.
Pardon?
That's my base, my birth reciprocal, so I also have low C.
Yes,
but that's
you
also
do.
A menopausal thing.
Yes, you have C and C sharp low, so menopausal. But you and Rosie both have a call to action about doing this.
Oh, I believe
I'm really surprised that there's not a lot of emotion shows up in what you're saying. A lot of just plain old logic shows up in what you're saying. So you have some facts to back up what you're saying.
Yes.
Not plain.
There is emotion there. It's late in the day, and there are about a dozen kids here, so I'm worn out. all the teenagers are here. But there is so much logic to this. If you've been studying the situation in this country for the decades that I have, it's obvious what is going on. And what's sad is that most people don't think logically about this. Most people accept what they're told, and that's really sad because that's why we're where we're at.
I feel sorry for
the current president, you know. I feel sorry for him because I don't think he has a clue to who he is, what he is. I think he is so mind-controlled that he really can't think for himself anymore.
But he really believes he's doing
something for the good of the people. So somebody's feeding him that.
Well, that's the way he's been hypnotized.
You know, the two notes that you have the highest are the two notes that he lacked. You could help him.
Wow. So he and I in a room together, he'd probably be chasing me around the room.
You have his missing note.
Boy, he'd be sorry.
I would like to know if Monica Lewinsky was a D, because that's what Clinton had out.
Oh, I'll bet.
I'm going to ask a question. Are you saying he has no spine?
Of course, there are a lot of things I'm thinking in response to that I shouldn't say over the radio. I'll behave myself.
Well, we only have a few minutes left, so we can't say a whole bunch. But I want to ask a question. Do you think he personally has no spine, or his administration has no spine?
I think that the people who run this world have so much control over the entire Congress, with very few exceptions, that they're afraid to do what they know is right. I think that they get dirt on anybody who gets that high up, and they use that to control their votes and to control the directions things go in. And I think if Kerry had won, he's part of the same crowd, we would have the exact same stuff going on as we do now. And I think that Hillary Clinton is part of the same crowd. Anyone who thinks we have the Republicans and Democrats are two separate parties is nuts. They all work together. I think Hillary is part of the same crowd. I think they're trying desperately to get a Republican like Giuliani, or I think his name is Romney from Massachusetts. They're part of the same crowd. I think their intent is to keep themselves in, to get one New World Order candidate running against another when this one goes. But this one is a mess. I don't know what they're going
to
do with him when he's done.
Did you listen to the Ron Paul thing last week that we read?
I know I missed that. I've been listening to him, however, on the Internet, and I've been hearing the wonderful stuff on Bill Maher. Bill Maher did a two-minute little rundown of the Republican thing that they had a couple of weeks ago, and the debate, and it was wonderful. He took a few seconds from each of the speakers, and they were saying things like water torture and kill and hate, and they all sounded like, oh, they were just so evil. And then you had Ron Paul coming in and talking about there are alternatives, and we shouldn't have been there in the first place, and he's the only one that makes any sense. And that's why they're horrified by him, because all of their candidates are warmongers, and they hate people, and they want to destroy the United States. So you've got all of these very evil people running, and you've got Ron Paul. I'm worried. I'm sending prayers of protection to him on a daily basis.
Well, this ties in with a couple of the other shows that we're going to do in the future, and we're trying to gather all that pieces of information now of the debate. Looking at four or five candidates, all answering the same question, and maybe overlaying it and see what would happen. So your comments and questions are very timely, and, I mean, you can hang on and listen, because we only have a few minutes more, because I want to make some statements here about Bush. I had hoped that Bush's administration and Bush and what he was doing was all concocted and manipulation. But the more I read about Bush's chart, the more I'm convinced that there is a problem. It goes on to say, it's sometimes hard for you to understand why others think you are being controlling. Your ability to champion a cause is admirable, especially when the cause becomes personal. You can become a bully and attempt to control others without realizing it. You have the ability to allow others to use your strength and support for their own needs. You tend to stubbornly defend your self-image and options, but don't often admit it. Your strong sense of justice needs an outlet. You have strong opinions about your own opinions. You are a capable leader, but sometimes find it hard to listen without interruption to the opinions and ideas of others. And again, people, this is a computer spit this out.
Yeah.
Others see you as having leadership potential, but they may resent you for the same reason. People don't usually contradict you because your reaction to perceived criticism is quite strong. Pushing others as hard as you push yourself can lead to rebellion. You have the ability to step in and take over, and wish to do so often. you know, this thread about what was just signed about martial law.
He's really pushing himself forward. I think this is an extremely smart computer program.
It sounds entirely accurate, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is.
You shouldn't have told him you were a student. They're going to think you're a shill here. But I know you.
No, right. No, I am an admirer of Sherry's work. And a major fan, but these programs are incredibly accurate. They're wonderful. They're very updated. They're just superb. There are people out there allegedly doing bioacoustics who are using old programs of Sherry's that are very out of date, and they're using them incorrectly, and I feel sorry for them when this stuff is available. But we're going to have a very interesting year ahead as all these con artists get up there and push their agendas. So it's going to be a very, very interesting time ahead. We live in exciting times.
God doesn't let anything happen that doesn't have a reason, Kathy. It's what we do about it that makes a difference. And we got to go.
Exactly. Hey, people, we got to get moving. We got to get this going. It's time for a restoration of freedom in this country.
Join us for class. There's some charts for you.
What is it going to be?
It's on ultrasounds.com.
I'll call the office and check it out.
Okay.
Okay, great. Have a good evening, people.
There's some charts for you. There's some classes. Join us. We got to go.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.